Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Paul Gallant, Chris Partee in for John and Reggie. All right, guys. It's 10:40. Thought it was a little bit
A little earlier.
Running a little slow today.
You had a late night, sir.
I did have a late night.
And you didn't even expect it.
No,
that's the worst part sometimes. When you don't expect to have a late night, you have a late night.
No, I love my beautiful girlfriend.
Of course you do.
She wanted to go out a little bit afterwards with some of her friends. We're very cool. And I thought to myself, okay, I can definitely go out there. And I can behave. And make sure that I'm ready to go tomorrow and not feel awful when I wake up in the morning. And by the way, checked all those boxes. When you're 36, you know, it just feels a little bit different.
Different.
So we went to Melrose last night. They stayed out late, and I went home at midnight like a good boy. And
So they kept the party going.
They kept the party going.
You went home.
Oh, yeah, I went home.
Good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I showed some restraint.
That was very responsible of you, sir.
I showed some restraint.
Mature.
Paul with the responsibility.
Thank you. I appreciate that because basically, I'm sure you guys don't know about this, but way back in the day, like basically, I was like the idiot like man child.
You was that guy, huh?
Oh yeah, I was a little bit. Yeah,
that's all right. Hey,
we're not that evolved, by the way.
We've all been there, man. We've all been there. Hey, my partying days are long gone, but yeah.
You can always.
I've been there, man.
You can always party on the inside.
Oh, I do that every
night. There's a saying. All grow up, we get older.
That's true. You are calling. That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's a wise young man back there. Y'all need to listen to him.
The question of the day, guys.
Be listening to me.
Well, I mean, listen, if we could all go around the circle and say, should anybody be listening to any of us? And the answer is yes, you should, because we're so entertaining.
Yes, we are.
We're here for you on the most terrible day of the year, Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Yeah. Terrible. Oh gosh. Black Friday. Have you guys ever been through the wars of Black Friday?
Not early morning. No, I'm not that brave. I'm just not that brave.
Especially at the Galleria these days. No offense to the Galleria these days. You know what's up. Like, people actually die at the Galleria now. Like, yikes, yeah, it's kind of scary.
I can't be out there. I just can't do it.
No, I can't either.
People be jumping from the second floor onto the ice rink stealing some.
I've seen that. I've seen that clip. My mom sent me that clip a few months ago.
Black Friday deal.
I've seen it. Yeah. For sunglasses. The sunglass hut.
That man's legs were broken as hell.
I mean, they were.
He was leaking on the ice.
It was a wrap. He couldn't even get up and run away. No, he keep running.
He couldn't.
He was done.
He couldn't even go home to get Thanksgiving leftovers.
Nah.
Oh, what a great transition.
Which leads to the question of the day.
Oh, yeah, we got a good one, too.
Christmas was a great idea by you. What are the best Thanksgiving leftovers? You start off. I think you got something in mind.
Ooh.
You got to have something in mind.
I think I mentioned them already, but mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
The cranberry sauce.
Okay,
I like stuffing.
I like stuffing,
especially like homemade stuffing.
Okay. which is called dressing down here.
People get mad at you.
You mean dressing here. Yeah.
Call that dressing, boy. What are you talking about?
Dressing, stuffing. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about stovetop, okay?
I'm talking about homemade.
Yeah. That's what I want.
That's what I want.
I want the homemade stuff. And actually, I had something else I was going to say, but I'm going to save that for confessions.
Okay.
I got something else I'm going to save.
Lunchtime confessions.
Yes, I'm going to save that.
12 o'clock hour. All right. Well, for me, best Thanksgiving leftovers is when you can combine a little turkey, a little stuffing, and a little cranberry sauce, and you can put it in a sandwich together.
In a sandwich.
Maybe put a little mayo on there to hold it all together. I call it aioli because I'm a little weird. I'm weird with food. We'll get into some of the bad takes in a second.
I'm out on the mayo, but
okay,
I'll get you on the rest.
I'm not the biggest mayo fan, but if you tell me it's aioli, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, okay, so it's a psychological thing.
It's literally a psychological thing with half of the stuff and food with mayo. But you get the leftover sandwich. In my opinion, that is the way to go. Colin, what say you?
I mean, mac and cheese is a good shout. Dressing, of course.
Yeah.
Come on.
Getting hungry now.
I will say.
Very.
The ham, the honey baked ham.
Okay.
He went there.
Yes.
He went to the ham.
Sean said something about turkey sandwiches. I'll go with the ham sandwich.
Okay.
Well, Sean said he was going home to eat a whole half a ham by himself.
Yeah.
Bajani said that.
You know,
half a ham.
I had Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. I was gonna go to bed early anyway because I'm pulling double duty today.
Triple duty.
And I was gonna try to watch Thursday night football.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. That throws me off. But by the time 6 o'clock run around, I was like, uh oh.
We ate too much.
Yeah, it hit me.
You ate too much. The itis. Yeah.
That tryptophan will kill you.
But the thing is though, you're like, oh, I don't want to eat any more of this crap. But then you're like, oh, I need some
wrong.
More.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Give it a little bit of time to create a little bit of space. Now, I have bad food takes.
Uh-oh.
I'm not Dan Orlovsky bad, but I have some food takes that you're just going to disagree with.
Okay.
And to what you were saying a little bit ago, Chris, some of it's a little psychological.
Yeah.
So
let's hear them.
All right. First off, I'm going to start with Colin. Colin, ham has no place near the Thanksgiving table.
Oh, wow.
Has no place near it.
Hey, now that is a hot take.
And then, and here's something that
Colin gave a heart attack, man. Looking like Fred Sanford back there.
This is something I want to normalize going forward. And it's because of last Thanksgiving, which I spent with my sister's in-laws. My brother-in-law's brother cooked a bunch of ribeyes.
Oh.
I think beef needs a place at the Thanksgiving table.
Wow, okay.
We're American, baby.
Okay.
Let's shove the ham out.
I agree with that.
No ham.
I agree with that, though.
You want to keep the ham?
I want to keep the ham, but I do.
He wants to keep. You just want to add the.
The more protein, the better.
The more protein. Oh, I agree with that. Here's my other controversial take, and this is directed towards Chris.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble.
You're not in trouble. This is going to get me canceled.
Oh,
this is going to get me canceled. So, I'm not a big fan of cheese. Lie to people and tell them that I'm lactose intolerant just so that
you
I don't have to explain.
You just don't like cheese.
I don't like it. Well, it's moldy milk.
I
ate a bag of mozzarella cheese that was moldy when I was 8. And since that point forward, psychologically weirded out by cheese, except for on certain pizzas, like cheese, extra sauce. But mac and cheese for me has always smelled like farts.
Don't do this to me now.
I hate mac and cheese. But I know that mac and cheese is a big part of a lot of Thanksgiving tables.
It is.
You can have all the mac and cheese.
And here's the thing. I'm not a big dairy guy anymore, but okay. I will save up all that for like Thanksgiving or Christmas and this time of year.
Yeah.
When mac and cheese is plentiful. And I'll go to town. I will just go to town on it. And I'll pay for it. But I'll go to town.
It seems like if we were all together and we had a fridge of leftovers that we would all do pretty well because we'd all be able to find something on our own. And I
exactly.
Like that. 713-572-4610 to call to text. What is your favorite Thanksgiving leftover?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cranberry sauce is underrated. I like it a lot. I'm going to also just expose how weird I am with food. When I was growing up, my mom every now and then would say, hey, Paul, you want to get yourself a snack? Well, how about you pop open a can of cranberry sauce and just eat the cranberry sauce out of the can, which I did. And apparently I'm not alone because I found out last night and Thursday, Thanksgiving Night Football, Kyle Hamilton apparently does that as
there
well.
There we go.
Shout out to Kyle Hamilton.
Shout out to Kyle.
I don't feel like a freak anymore.
So our man Tony on the text line here has a shout out here. So
hit us.
Tony in Houston, totally agree again. Turkey for Thanksgiving, ham for Christmas, and fish for New Year's.
Ah, fish.
Thank you, Tony.
Interesting. The seven fishes deal. Have you ever done that?
No.
With the Italians love their Christmas Eve dinner, I believe. And listen, sorry if this is anti-Italian discrimination. Hey, forget about it. Listen, the seven fishes are pretty awesome. My dad has some friends up in Massachusetts who, there's this big pizzeria chain. And I know every time I go over, there's this huge family get-together, got a bocce court in the background. It feels like you're, walking into that restaurant in Goodfellas or, you're in an episode of The Sopranos. But the seven fishes, pretty awesome. I did not know that people did fish for New Year's, but
it's a thing.
Oh, thank you.
Love it. Thank you, Colin. Love
it. Woke up this morning, got some gabagoo.
We also got a shout-out for deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs can be good. My stepdad is a big deviled egg maker.
Okay. I'm not into deviled eggs. Never been. Or hard-boiled eggs. I just, not my thing.
Not my thing either. But those are some Thanksgiving leftovers that are left. Some comments here. Joseph on YouTube says, the wife pulled off a successful dressing hack. She used the same recipe we loved, but baked it in muffin tins. We had dressing muffins that were crispy enough to hold and perfect inside. That is a great idea.
Who was you say that was Joseph?
That was Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph. I love that.
Greatest invention since the printing press.
If you want to send us some. Please. That sounds really good.
That is wild.
That sounds good.
Truly. That is a great idea.
Can we all agree that sounds good?
Yeah. Oh. That's a fantastic Colin? Leftover move.
Wrong one. Wrong
yeah,
one.
Yeah, no.
That's all right. One. We love that, though.
Add some gabagool, too, the Thanksgiving.
That's not gabagool. No, I was going to give a correct buzzer for that. I
mean, yes.
Come on. That's like that.
That sounds so good, man. Goodness gracious.
Let me give you some right here.
Yeah, there we go. I like that.
Okay, so Tony's back. Tony in Houston. I'm Italian, and I can't believe I forgot that. Definitely fish on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, you got to. You got to do that. I've done it once, and it was I was very thankful that I was invited over to because we aren't family with them, but they love my dad.
Change your life, huh?
It was really good. It was really good. Plus some homemade wine in the backyard, a little bocce after the fact.
Oh, damn, yeah. Some homemade wine too, huh?
My dad.
They had it going on.
He makes homemade wine, and this man has never sent it to me. He's never sent it to me down here. Honestly. It's like, you know, I have a lot of issues with my
maybe
father,
he don't
who I love.
Maybe he don't feel you deserve any.
Clearly doesn't.
I'm
clearly
just saying. I don't know.
You know what? It's probably right.
You don't have to talk to pops, man.
Listen, when you're the baby, but you're the underachieving baby, and your sister's like a pediatric ears, nose, and throat surgeon at Boston Children's Hospital, you're going to lose a lot of the battles.
That's hard to compete, man.
So the wine gets sent there probably, but not to Paulie.
Well, apparently none of us are getting wine either because we can't compete with that. And we can't compete with the sister.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, around the NFL is next. We take a look at everything that happened yesterday in the league. Man, are the Chiefs dead? Are the Ravens dead? We'll discuss that. And are the Cowboys back? How about them Cowboys? Yeah! In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.